Welcome back into the show. Another week as we have just crossed off week two of college football season. Another week has begun. We are now on the road to week three in the college football season. And who better to discuss it with than the college football professor who joins us every Monday. College football professor, it was a wild and wacky week in college football.
Yeah, but, you know, there were some teams that were up and some teams that were down. So I guess it's according to which one of your teams. If your team's up, I guess you're excited. And if your team was down, you might be a little bit down with it.
Well, as the program unfolds, we'll talk about some of the biggest shocking games of the weekend. And there were plenty to choose from, a lot of upsets, and then some other, we'll get into some other topics as well. But it all started with the SEC. So, Professor, I'll let you take it away. Talking about just the biggest surprises of the weekend.
Well, you know, I think that if you look at the positive and the negative on the shockers, the biggest negative shocker would have to be Louisiana Monroe defeating Arkansas 34-31. I think that was a real shocker, and especially Jacob, when you think about the fact that that Arkansas had a 28-7 lead at one time. And then just to let this game slip away like that is just almost incredible. And then on the positive side, not in the SEC as much, it was Kansas State victory over Miami. Not necessarily that they beat them, but Miami had won a big game the week before, and Kansas State defeated Miami 52-13. I think those were the positive and negative shockers of the week.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, too, that Kansas State drilled Miami like they did. And obviously, the Arkansas game speaks for itself.
And then I think when you look at some at the power conferences, it's really interesting. If I correctly, the Big Ten had six losses, to teams outside their conference. And then, of course, the Pac-12 had a couple of quite interesting ones, led by the Sacramento State defeating Colorado, and I guess Utah State defeating Utah. Those were pretty dismal showings for the power conference. And then, of course, when you go to the Big 12, Kansas lost to Rice, and then Oklahoma State lost to Arizona. And then we've already mentioned in the SEC, the big one was Arkansas losing, but also Vanderbilt lost to Northwestern. So the power conferences had their struggles this week.
They did, particularly the SEC. I think, as you said, the Arkansas thing was very shocking. Vanderbilt, I didn't expect them to lose, especially by 10 points to Northwestern. And then the Big Ten, you're right. That is another story that keeps developing. They just continue to be bludgeoned by all these other conferences. I mean, UCLA, I did not expect them to beat Nebraska. I thought they would give them a good game.
Right, that was quite a surprise, and I guess you could look, Jacob. I don't know what you would think, but if you were to think about teams that are going up and teams that are going down, now we understand that we're just at week two, so a lot of football to be played, and 3 or 4 weeks from now we may be seeing some teams that have lost a game that are beginning to hit their stride. And then at the same time, there may be some teams that we thought were going to do quite well that for whatever reason, they can't put one foot in front of the other one. But I just listed four, see what you think. I listed four teams that I thought were kind of going up and then four going down. I didn't necessarily pick teams that might not be in the top 25 or 30 in the country. I'm talking about the top teams. And I thought that Georgia and South Carolina out of the SEC really exercised their muscles to show that their high ranking is not a fluke. And then there were two newcomers to the teams on the rise, and one would have to be Arizona, and the other is, as already mentioned, Kansas State.
I think Georgia and South Carolina, you are correct. Those two, especially South Carolina with the win without Connor Shaw over East Carolina, like they did, a very impressive victory there. And then Georgia, 48-10 was the final score in the South Carolina over East Carolina game. And then, of course, Georgia 41-20. I think Missouri, and I don't want to make too much out of this because it can get too cliche, but I think Georgia showed why the SEC is the best conference when they played Missouri. It's four quarters of tough football, and I don't know that Missouri was up to the challenge.
That's correct. And then one more look at some teams that kind of slipped. Arkansas didn't just slip, but we can also see that Oklahoma State, even though I wasn't too high on Oklahoma State to begin with, but still they were in the top 25 and their loss, so they kind of on the had to slide back a little bit along with Nebraska and Wisconsin, and I think Wisconsin is the surpriser there.
Wisconsin is a surprise, losing to Oregon State 10-7 like that. I wasn't expecting that, but I think that this Wisconsin team is not quite as talented as the ones we've seen in the past, and I think that was obviously a reason that they had such a bad loss Saturday.
Right. And you have to think that as far as the big showing, besides I've already mentioned a couple of times the Kansas State game, you have to be impressed with what LSU did to Washington, because we're talking about a quality program in Washington, and LSU just absolutely annihilated them.
I don't know how good Washington is, but you're right. The fact that LSU was able to Washington didn't even have a touchdown Saturday night. It was the just complete domination. LSU was able to get the win 41-3. I agree with you, and for that reason, I'm not so sure LSU wouldn't be my number two team this week. But yeah, it goes back and forth. I think USC and LSU are both about equally deserving of that ranking.
Well, Jacob, as we look at some of the games for next week, there's several games that will go a long way in helping us to see the teams that emerge as top teams, and some of them be playing games against teams that we thought were going to be better. Well, they may still be better. We don't know yet. Let me just walk through some of these, and some of them we won't even comment on, but others we might want to give some kind of insight to them. But let me mention a few of these. First of all, A&M has to now go to SMU. This ought to help them to be able to heal some wounds there, especially that being in the in the Lone Star State and so forth. So they should win that game. And then I don't know what to make of ULM at Auburn. I think that Auburn will probably win the game and should win it easily, but I just don't know what's going on right now. And ULM, not only did they beat Arkansas, they played a tough brand of football and they have an outstanding quarterback.
Over 500 yards of total offense in that game, which was surprising from an Arkansas defense to give up that many. I thought Arkansas's defense was going to be one of the more improved parts of their team, but they gave up that, and then, of course, the 34 points, and Louisiana Monroe won.
You know, I remember that Scripture says the first should be last, and the last should be first, and that's talking about a whole different plane of living, but nonetheless, when I think about the Alabama at Arkansas game, sometimes we should never think teams are not sometimes they're not quite as good as we think they are, and sometimes they're not as bad as we think they are. And I don't think Arkansas is as bad as what they played this past week. So I'm not going to just naturally throw that over into the Alabama column, but had Arkansas, had they beaten Louisiana Monroe, I still would have been believing that Alabama would have defeated them. And so I still hold to that. I do not know if the quarterback will play or not. I don't know if anyone will know for a few days.
I don't either. I would not expect him to, with the judging by how serious the injury appeared. And we're talking about head or neck injury there, so I don't think he will.
And then we see a game that before the season we thought it might be something, but I'm not sure now. But that's USC at Stanford.
USC at Stanford, you're right. That game is going to be played in Palo Alto, which could Stanford doesn't have any kind of a home attendance base, so that's going to be not a tough place to play for USC. I don't think it'll be much more of a game in the second half. I think USC will win pretty easily.
interesting game is Texas is at Ole Miss, and I know that the Black Bear group will be excited about bringing in the Longhorns. So, but Ole Miss has got off to a good start. They're doing well. They're beating teams like the ones that they're supposed to. That's something they hadn't been doing in the past year or two. But I don't know if they're up to this challenge.
Well, I have already said it once today. I believe this game between Ole Miss and Texas is ripe for the upset of the week, and to this point, the upset of the year. I think Ole Miss has a very good chance to beat this Texas squad. I think it has just all those factors. A night game is going to be at 8:15. That's going to be a late start. I think Texas could be out of sorts. This is one you want to keep your eye on.
And then who would have thought that the highlight probably of the week is now Florida at Tennessee? All of a sudden, this is a big game.
Before the season, you could have never convinced me that College Game Day would be emanating live from Knoxville, Tennessee in week three. But they've earned it. Tennessee, of course, beating North Carolina State, and Florida with a gutsy win against Texas A&M last week. I think this game sets up an era, the second tier, so to speak, below Georgia and South Carolina in that SEC East.
And then another interesting game, maybe a couple of these are just interesting. Ohio State is at Cal, and Cal has been a little bit disappointing.
Yes, they have.
Start of the year. And then Arizona State will be at Missouri. So that's going to be an interesting game to watch.
Missouri is now carrying the SEC banner, and one thing SEC teams know is that you don't lose out of conference games like this. So Missouri, I think the entire conference is counting on you.
It's time for Missouri to be the show-me state.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then we have two or three others. Notre Dame is at Michigan State. I'm not sure how that game will go, but if Michigan State plays the way they've been playing, they should win this game. And then there's I'm not trying to read too much into this, but Wake Forest hadn't lost, and they play at Florida State. I doubt they will be able to say that next week that they hadn't lost.
No, but that's keen of you to bring that up about Wake Forest not losing. That is going to be a difficult game, I think, for Florida State. Not going to be easy, but I go back to Notre Dame and Michigan State. That's going to be a game. I think Michigan State will win the game, but you never know.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure, but Wake Forest may have beaten Florida State last year. I'm not sure of that. Another game that is interesting is North Carolina. Even though they, I don't know what to think of them, but they're at Louisville, and that'll be the might be the only test Louisville has this year. I don't know, and that may not be much of a test, but that could be an interesting game.
I agree.
Well, this has been a good week of football. A lot of things happen. I'm looking forward to next week. Who knows what might happen, Jacob? But I'll tell you one thing. I'm excited about the college football and what it's bringing to us. There is some excitement. I think we're going to begin to see some teams moving up and down in the next week or two.
Oh, I agree. I think it's going to be great. Well, another great segment, as always, with the college football professor. Looking a little bit ahead at week three and looking back at week two, we'll continue this discussion in the middle of the week. And then at the end of the week, David Sears will return, and we will have our predictions going into week three now of the college football season. And any and all breaking news, we'll also keep up with it at bunsports.com. So everyone, take care. We'll be back soon.